My name is Anne. Right now, I'm preparing to travel through 3 states to find and meet some roses. The youngest is 94 years old. The rosy memory I'm going to tell you about took place 77 years ago when I was 6 years old. My mother worked in what we called the War Factory. I missed her terribly every day. We lived with my mother's parents, my grandfather Henry, who was deaf, and my grandmother Tennessee, who worried all the time about the world. It was a blistering, hot August day. I was playing in the shade between our house and a bigger house next door belonged to the henchmen's. Suddenly, a war factory whistle blew. And I thought, why? The day shift could not be over. It was just afternoon. Then cars honked. Then my grandmother came to the porch crying and laughing at the same time and praising the Lord that the war was over. My grandparents and my little sister and I get on the front porch to celebrate. We stopped everything just to be together and sit in the porch swing and in neat chairs on the front porch. And the horns honked and the factory whistles blew and the dogs barked. And one dog would bark and another would bark back. And it's just noise everywhere. Then the rosy moment happened. Mother came through the front gate. I was thrilled to see her. And I ran down the steps. And she sat on the sidewalk. And we embraced and cried in a great explosion of relief. Then when she held me back at her arm's length to look in my eyes, her eyes were vivid blue-green and mine were dark brown. All she said to me is, in most sincere tone and quietly, "And we're all safe now." Someday I hope to write a book starting with that day, Victory Japan Day, August 15th, 1945. The rosy moment, as I looked in Mother's eyes, has guided me through a very unexpected life that has been filled with great struggles and blessings and hope. Today, I truly believe that people can face big threats if we pull together. It will take work and sacrifice, but in the end, I believe we will be able to say, "We are all safe now." Let me know your rosy moment, any memory you have of a rosy, or someone who helped a rosy, to tell her story, or to tell a small part of life that has meaning to us all. Thank you for listening.